With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Boeing has started rolling furloughs of non-union employees as a week-old labor strike by 33,000 union machinists shows no signs of ending. Boeing worker Bill Studeris says being on strike is difficult.
I mean, I'm feeling good. You know, I've been through all these strikes since 1985. So my kids are grown. It's much different for me because my kids are grown and have their own jobs. And, you know, obviously when you're on strike, you have no income. So that is what is challenging for all of us, no matter what age you are.
Also at SRNnews.com, jurors in Colorado resumes deliberations next week in the trial of Ahmaud Alassah, who stands accused of a 2021 Colorado deadly supermarket mass shooting.
Prosecutors say Alassah was legally sane and knew the difference between right and wrong, pointing out that he chose a semi-automatic pistol, steel-piercing bullets, and an optic sight to help him kill as many people as possible. No one disputes Alassah was the shooter, but jurors could find him not guilty by reason of insanity. Alassah has schizophrenia and told state psychologists he heard voices that were yelling in his head. He faces 10 counts of first-degree murder, multiple counts of attempted murder, and other offenses, including the possession of high-capacity magazines banned in Colorado. Survivors testified about how they fled. Everyone he shot died in the attack. I'm Jennifer King.
Those living in a tiny Appalachian town are struggling to cope with a shooting involving two of its most prominent citizens, a Kentucky judge who was gunned down in his courthouse chambers and the local sheriff charged with his murder. Kentucky State Police Chief says the preliminary investigation indicates Letcher County Sheriff Mickey Steins shot District Judge Kevin Mullins multiple times following an argument. Mullins died at the scene and Stein surrendered. He was jailed Friday, two counties away. Court clerk Mike Watts says the whole thing is sad because the two were friends who worked together for years. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry reaches a big milestone. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
1 billion pounds of food. That's how much the Society of St. Andrew has provided to the poor since its founding in 1979. The Methodist ministry says it recently reached that high water mark and is thanking all the volunteers and partners down through the decades that have made it possible. Spokesman Meg Spears Newsom tells the Christian Post, quote, "Christians are called to love not just in words, but in deeds and in truth." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The town of Fairview, Texas, says it will fight plans by the Mormon Church to build a massive temple. The city council rejected the plan in a unanimous vote this week after a four-hour meeting. A lawsuit is likely to follow. Fairview has become the latest in a string of communities that say they don't want giant Mormon temples in residential areas. Similar battles have taken place in Bakersfield, California, Lone Mountain, Nevada, and Cody, Wyoming. This is SRN News. An educated opportunity for the nation's prison inmates.
A top supplier of digital devices for U.S. prisons is launching a new program to help incarcerated individuals earn a high school diploma by using the company's tablets. The expansion in virtual education could hold promise for inmates, many of whom lack basic literacy skills. Digital devices can help prisons continue offering programming, even when volunteers can't enter, such as during security lockdowns. But some advocates warn shortcomings with prison technology remain. Tablets are designed to have limited functionality due to security concerns. John Scott reporting.
The federal government suing some pharmacy benefit managers over drug rebates that regulators say has made the price of insulin soar for patients. The FTC says three companies that process about 80% of prescriptions have engaged in anti-competitive practices. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.